In the day's other headlines, the U.S. Senate moved to reclaim war-making powers for Congress. The vote was 66-30, repealing approvals for the first Gulf War in 1991 and the invasion of Iraq in 2002. The bipartisan support overcame opposition by some Republicans for rescinding the authorizations for use of military force, or AUMFs.
The entire world has changed dramatically since 2002, and it's time the laws on the books catch up with those changes. These AUMFs have outlived their use. These repeals will not harm our service members abroad, nor will it hinder our ability to keep Americans safe.
I don't support the repeal of this 2002 AUMF at this time. This needs to be repealed. There's no question about it. It should be replaced by something, and that is one of the real problems here, because the debate to do that has been ongoing for as long as I've been here.
It's unclear if the Republican-controlled House will support the repeal. In Ukraine, explosions knocked out power today in Russian-occupied Melitopol, a major logistical hub in the south. Ukraine's military did not directly claim responsibility. Meantime, the head of the UN nuclear agency, Rafael Grossi, visited the nearby Zaporizhia power plant for a safety assessment. He said the situation has worsened since he visited last September. Pope Francis has been hospitalized in Rome for a respiratory infection. The Vatican says he does not have COVID, but is having trouble breathing and needs several days of treatment. Francis had greeted crowds at his weekly audience in St. Peter's Square before heading to the hospital. He's 86 years old. The U.S. and Israel faced a rare public flare-up today over a court overhaul plan. President Biden had urged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to drop the plan that's provoked crippling strikes and protests. Netanyahu tweeted back that Israel makes its decisions by the will of its people and not based on pressures from abroad. This afternoon, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby played down the dispute but urged compromise in Israel.
One of the great things that we share, our two countries share, are some basic fundamental democratic institutions and principles. And one of them is, again, the broadest possible base of public support for major changes like this, changes which affect the system of checks and balances.
For now, Netanyahu has frozen the plan and started negotiations with his political opponents. The UN General Assembly is asking the world's top court to spell out what nations must do to fight climate change. An opinion from the International Court of Justice would not be binding, but supporters say it would encourage greater action. Today's vote came on a resolution pushed by the Pacific Island nation of Vanuatu. Mexico's president vowed today to punish anyone responsible for the deaths of 38 migrants in a fire. It happened late Monday in Ciudad Juarez, across the border from El Paso, Texas, when fire broke out at a detention center. Surveillance camera video showed migrants burning their mattresses to protest being deported, but guards walked away without unlocking the cells as the fire spread.
To all of those people who died, the guards could have opened the gates to let the migrants out. They didn't open the gate, leaving them locked in. The guards didn't help the migrants because they didn't feel like it. The guards treat you badly.
Most of the victims were from Central American countries. Back in this country, Republican lawmakers in Kentucky enacted limits for transgender minors over the Democratic governor's veto. The measure bans gender-affirming care for those under the age of 18 and restricts which bathrooms they can use. Opponents have threatened court action against the law. The FDA has approved the first over-the-counter sales of an opioid treatment drug. Narcan nasal spray is a version of the life-saving drug naloxone that can reverse overdoses. Today's FDA action means Narcan will be available without a prescription by late summer. And on Wall Street, stocks rallied as fears of bank troubles receded. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 323 points, or 1%, to close at 32,717. The Nasdaq rose 1.8%. The S&P 500 was up 1.4%. And still to come on the NewsHour, the health risks for pregnant women of color in rural parts of the U.S. North Carolina becomes the latest state to expand Medicaid. And several states consider bills that would limit which bathrooms trans people can use.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.